For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, February 24, 2000. Members of the Belgian Parliament make a proposal to modify their laws in order to partially decriminalize the possession of cannabis and its derivatives. February 26, 1995. Former Mayor of San Francisco, Frank Jordan, is quoted in the Los Angeles Times, "I have no problem whatsoever with the use of marijuana for medical purposes. I am sensitive and compassionate to people who have legitimate needs." February 27, 1999. Conservative William F. Buckley Jr. is quoted in the New York Post, "Even if one takes every reefer madness allegation of the prohibitionists at face value, prohibition has done far more to far more people than marijuana ever could." February 28, 2000. UPI reports that Spanish researchers said the chemical in marijuana that produces a high shows promise as a weapon against deadly brain tumors. March 1, 1915. The Harrison Narcotics Act goes into legal effect, beginning prohibition of drugs. March 1, 1999. The Advice columnist Abigail Van Buren, in her popular column Dear Abby, writes, "I agree that marijuana laws are overdue for an overhaul. I also favor medical marijuana use if it is prescribed by a physician." This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
For 90-plus years, the government has led the way to the final solution for drug criminal eradication. We call this journey the drug war. Good people understand that the drug menace threatens the very existence of freedom and democracy and must be purged from our society at any cost. The government is dedicated to this cause. State, local, and federal governments combined spend an estimated $50 billion-plus every year to fight the good fight. We have passed clever laws to circumvent constitutional obstructions. We have merged government and corporate powers together by providing tax relief to corporations that implement random drug testing policies. We have placed restrictions on school grants and home loans, denying drug criminals access to their benefits. And if you think we're dedicated now, wait till you see what's next. Our drug czar wants marijuana rescheduled to harshen penalties for possession. Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner wants criminal stigma placed on those who would not turn in their drug criminal friends and relatives. Technology now offers the drug warriors red light cameras, face recognition software, RFID microchips, and a variety of other innovative techniques. In time, no drug criminal will be safe. So write your congressman today and tell him that you want more drug war, or don't. It's pretty much the same thing. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.